إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فعباد الله Indeed the sins that we commit have an effect. The sins that we commit, عباد الله, they have an effect. And at times that effect is upon the environment that we live in. By way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala withholding the rain, thus harming the animals and plant life. And perhaps the sins that we commit, عباد الله, have an effect upon the society in which we live. And perhaps those sins have an effect upon us as individuals. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned within His book, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. He said that corruption has appeared upon land and upon sea as a result of that which the hands of the people have earned in order that they may be made to taste some of that which they've done so that perhaps they may return. And if this is the affair, عباد الله, that our sins affect the environment in which we live and everything around us, how much more so the effect that these sins have upon our hearts. It is reported on the authority of Abu Huraira, رضي الله تعالى عنه, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن المؤمن إذا أذنب ذنبا كانت نقطة سوداء في قلبه. The believer, whenever he commits a sin, a black dot is placed upon his heart. فإن تاب ونزع واستغفر, if he repents and he withdraws from that sin and he seeks the forgiveness of Allah, his heart is cleansed and purified. فإن زاد زادت, but if he increases in that sin, then the black dot shall increase upon his heart. فَذَلِكَ الرَّانَ الَّذِي ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كِتَابِهِ. And that is that stain that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned inside of His book. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, that is that stain upon their hearts as a result of that which they used to earn. Since the affairs like this, عباد الله, it is incumbent upon all of us that we know how to protect ourselves from sins and how to save ourselves by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal from sins. What are the means that can be utilized in order to achieve this affair? Ibn Qayyim has mentioned 10 means, عباد الله, by way of which we are able to, if we enact these means, protect ourselves from the permission, by the permission of Allah, from our sins. And from them, عباد الله, عِلْمُ الْعَبْدِ بِقُبْهِهَا, the servant knowing how ugly these sins are. You knowing and being aware of the repugnant nature of sins. وَرَذَالَتِهَا, knowing, being aware of their lowly and despicable nature. وَدَنَاءَتِهَا, knowing how lowly they are. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَهَا وَنَهَا عَنْهَا سِيَانَةً, and knowing that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala only prohibited those affairs and only has made them impermissible as a means of protection for us. وَحِمَايَةً and a denaya, وَالرَّذَائِلِ and as a means of safeguarding from lowly and despicable things and things that are repugnant. كَمَا يَحْمِي الْوَالِدُ الشَّفِيقُ وَلَدَهُ عَمَّا يَدُرُّهُ. Just as a kind and compassionate father protects his child from what is harmful to him. وَهَذَا السَّبَبُ and this reason, about Allah, this means being aware of the repugnant and ugly nature of sins. This affair causes the aqil, the one who has sound intellect, to stay away from them, even if there was no punishment connected to it. Even if there was not a punishment connected to the sin, which there is, but even if there wasn't, once the aqil, the intelligent person, knows how lowly and repugnant and despicable they are, that will be enough to make him stay away from them. Likewise, ibad Allah, from the means by way of which we can protect ourselves from sin. Al-haya min Allah subhanahu. Having shyness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Being shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ مَتَ عَلِمَ بِالنَّظَرِهِ إِلَيْهِ. Because once the servant knows that Allah is looking at him. وَمَقَامَهُ عَلَيْهِ. And that Allah is the authority figure over him. And that he is one who is seen. He is one who is heard. Then that servant, he will have shyness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Being bashful that Allah should see him, or that he should be exposed to the anger and displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is reported on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, istahyu min Allah haqq al-haya. The Messenger of Allah, he said, be shy of Allah as shyness should be had from him. Qala qulna ya Rasulullah innama inna nastahyi min Allah walhamdulillah. Ibn Mas'ud said, O Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, indeed we have shyness from Allah walhamdulillah. Qala, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, laysa dhak. He said, that's not it. That's not it. Walakin istihya. Walakin al-istihya min Allah haqq al-haya. However, he said, to have shyness from Allah as shyness should be had for him. And tahfu al-rat wa ma wa'a is that you safeguard your head and what it contains or what you put into it. What you are reading, what you are listening to, you safeguard your mind, you safeguard your head and what you allow to enter into it from understanding. Wal batn wa ma hawa, you safeguard your stomach and that which fills it up. And that the servant remembers death and the trial inside of the grave. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ تَرَكَ زِينَةَ الدُّنْيَا. And whoever desires the hereafter, he will abandon and leave off the beautified things of this dunya. فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلَيْكَ فَقَدْ اسْتَحْيَا مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقُّ الْحَيَا. Whoever does this, he said, alayhi as-salatu wasalam, has had shyness from Allah as shyness should be had from him. Likewise, ibad Allah, from the means by way of which we can protect ourselves from sins. Mura'atu ni'amihi alayk. Is that you are mindful of the favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon you. And that you seek to safeguard that and keep that favor in place. So if Allah ta'ala has given you anything from goodness, he has given you a family that you love, a good wife, a good husband, nice children, he has given you religious knowledge, he has given you wealth. Be mindful of the favor of Allah and hope and seek to safeguard that and keep it firmly fixed in place. Being mindful of the kindness of Allah towards you. فَإِنَّ ذُنُوبُ تُزِيلَ النِّعْمُ. Because sins, they cause the favors of Allah to depart. They cause you to lose those things that you love. They cause you to lose those things that you love, ibad Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even mentioned within his book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change what is with the people until they change what is within themselves. Allah will not remove blessings that He has given you until you change your state and your condition to one of shukr, to one of being thankful to Allah, to one of being ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, committing sins, utilizing that which Allah ta'ala has given you from vision, from strength, from good health, from good intellect. Allah will take all of that away from you. He will take your family away from you due to a sin that you've committed. Some of the Salaf, they said, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَهُرِمْتُ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ سَنَةً. One of the Salaf, they said, I committed a sin. As a result of that sin, I was prevented from praying the night prayer for an entire year. As a result of a sin that I committed, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala deprived me of praying the night prayer for an entire year. Ibadah stripped away. Even the desire for it stripped away. Due to what? Sins. How many sins do we commit by day and by night? Another one of the Salaf, they said, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَحُرِمْتُ فَحْمُ الْقُرْآنِ. One of them said, عَيَّاذُ بِاللَّهِ, I committed a sin. As a result, I was prevented from understanding the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sins, ibadallah, remove the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from us, عَيَّاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Likewise, ibadallah, from the means by way of which we can protect ourselves from sins, خوف الله, having fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, وَخَشْيَ عِقَابَهُ, and likewise having or being afraid of the punishment of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is the direct result of having knowledge and awareness of Allah and what He can do to you. Being knowledgeable and aware of what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will do to you, ibadallah, will be a means of protection. As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. It is only amongst the slaves of Allah, those who fear Him, those who have knowledge regarding Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, those who are aware of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Some of the Salaf, they said, كَفَى بِخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ عِلْمًا وَالْاِغْتِرَارِ بِاللَّهِ جَهْلًا. It is a sufficient amount of knowledge. It is a sufficient indication that a person has knowledge that he has fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, just as it is a sufficient amount or proof or evidence that an individual is ignorant that he is deceived. That he is deceived regarding Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, ibadallah, from the means by way of which we can protect ourselves, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, from sins, mahabbatullah, having love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَهِيَ أَقْوَى الْأَسْبَابِ فِي الصَّبَرِ وَمُخَالَفَتِهِ. Ibn Qayyim, he said, this is the strongest means by way of which the individual can be patient and staying away from opposing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The fact that you love Him. What do you love more? You love that woman, or you love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? You love that man. You love them drugs. You love that alcohol, that music. What do you love more? Whereas Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He mentioned within His book, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they are stronger and more intense in their love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some of the Mufassirun, they say, this means that they love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala more than they love anything else. More than they love anything else. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make me and you from them. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Likewise, ibadallah, the means that will protect us from punishing or from the punishment of Allah and from committing sins, ibadallah, is sharaf al-nafs, having a sense of self-dignity, having a sense of self-worth, ibadallah, and having a sense of value for yourself, such that you will not choose the means by way of which you can lower and debase yourself. You will not choose for yourself, ibadallah, something which will lower your status and likewise place you in a condition where you are from the lowly and despicable people. So you will stay away from these affairs, ibadallah. For the believer, such that once this realization settles into his heart, he wouldn't be caught dead in certain situations. He wouldn't be caught dead doing certain things, saying certain things, engaging in certain behaviors, disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He does not want to be caught dead in such a state. And it is the same whether the individuals around the brothers or whether he's alone by himself in the furthest recesses of his home, his condition does not change. He does not become blatantly disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just because he believes that no one is watching. Rather, one of the Salaf, they said, "Man amala fi sir amalan yastahyi minhu fil alaniya falaysa li nafsihi indahu qadr." Whoever does an action in secret which he is ashamed of in public, then an individual has no self-worth. He does not value his own self. His own self has no status with his own self. Likewise, ibadallah, from the means that will help you to stay away from disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, quwwatul 'ilm bis-su' aqibatul ma'siyah, having a strong knowledge of the end result of that sin, وَقُبْ أَثَرِهَا وَدَرَّ النَّاشِيَ مِنْهَا, and knowing as well the ugly effects that those sins have upon the person and the harm that results from them. And from that, سَوَاد الْوَجْهِ, the face becomes dark. You see people, it's upon their faces. The nur, the light is removed from their faces due to their sins which they commit, such that their face becomes dark. And likewise, their heart becomes dark. And their heart becomes tight and restricted. And their heart becomes sad. They become depressed. And he begins to feel a pain inside of his heart. And likewise, the individual begins to feel restricted. And likewise, he begins to feel grief and worry and sadness to the point that his honor departs. And likewise, ضعفه عن مقاومة عدوه, he becomes a coward. Your sins will make you into a coward, about Allah. And as a result of that, the beauty will be removed from the individual. And likewise, his affairs will become in a state of disarray. وَتَخَلِّ وَلِيِّهِ وَنَاصِرِهِ عَنْهُ, and likewise, his wali, the one that can give him protection and aid and give him victory, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will abandon that person. وَتَوَلِّ عَدُوَّهُ الْمُبِينَ لَهُ, and likewise, someone who is a clear enemy to him, shaitan, will become his wali. Shaitan will become his wali. And likewise, knowledge which he had, it will depart from him. وَنِسْيَانَ مَكَانَ حَاسِلًا لَهُ, and likewise, he will forget what he has already known from knowledge, or that knowledge, it will become weak inside of his mind, and it is inevitable. And likewise, sickness shall overpower him, and that is death. And this is inevitable. فَإِنَّ ذُنُوبُ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبُ, because sins cause the heart to die. Sins, they cause the heart to die, يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We are familiar with the narration of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, wherein he said, يَا صَاحِبَ الذَّنْبِ لَا تَعْمَنْ فِتْنَةَ الذَّنْبِ, O committer of sins, don't feel safe from the fitna of those sins. وَسُوءَ عَقِبَةَ them, and likewise the evil result of that sin. For indeed what comes along with the sin is worse than the sin itself. He said, فَإِنَّا قِلَّةَ حَيَائِكَ مِمَّنْ عَلَى الْيَمِينَ وَعَلَى الشِّمَالِ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى them أَعْظَمْ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ. He said, for indeed the scanty amount of shyness that you have from those who are upon your right and upon your left, meaning the malaika, is worse than a sin that you're actually committing. And likewise, dhahkuka, you are laughing, wa anta lam tadri ma Allah sani'un bika a'zamu min adh-dhanb, laughing while you're committing a sin, not knowing what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to do with you as a result of that sin, is worse than a sin itself. Wa farhuka, you're being happy and rejoicing with them at a sin, if you get the opportunity to commit it, it's worse than the actual sin itself. And likewise, you being sad at a sin that missed you is worse than a sin had you actually committed it. And your fear, you're having khawf from wind that will blow and expose that sin that you're committing to the people, while you have no fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala watching you from above, that is no doubt worse than a sin that you're actually committing. From the means about Allah, by way of which we can protect ourselves from our sins, by the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, qasr al-amal, having short hopes. Don't have long hopes in this dunya. Having long hopes in the dunya, ibadallah, deceives many of the people. If only I can go a little bit further, then I will stop. I need to do a little bit more, and then I will quit. Having long hopes in this dunya deceives many of the people until they die upon that which they're doing. فَمَنْ عَاشَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever lives upon something is going to die upon it. You live upon something, ibadallah, you're going to die upon it. Rather, the individual must have knowledge and awareness of how quick passing this life is. And the individual should be like a person who entered into a town knowing full well that he's going to leave from it soon. أَوْ كَرَاكِبٍ قَالَ فِي ذِلْ شَجَرًا ثُمَّ سَارَ وَتَرَكَهَا. Or it should be like a traveler, a rider, who stopped and took a nap under a tree, under the shade of a tree, and then he got up and he departed, leaving that tree behind him. It is reported on the authority of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, قَالَ أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ بِمَنْ كَبَيْهِ. The Messenger of Allah took my shoulder, and he said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ قَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِ السَّبِيلِ. Be in this dunya as though you are a stranger or a traveler upon a path. Know full well that you're traveling and you're gonna wind up eventually at your final destination in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Don't have long hopes in this dunya, ibadallah. Likewise, from the means which will protect us by Allah's permission from our sins, majanaba al-fudul fi mad'amihi wa mashrabihi wa malbasihi wa manamihi. Is staying away from too much food. Likewise, too much drink. Being too extravagant in your clothing. Too much sleeping, ibadallah. And likewise, too much mixing and mingling with the people. For indeed, from amongst those things that are strong callers towards sins and disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is going too far in these things. Going too far in these things, ibadallah. For these things, they will distract the person and make the person persistent upon sin and disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For going too far in those things that are permissible, eventually they lead the person to that which is impermissible. And from the greatest means of harm upon the person is batalatahu, is the person having idle time. Being idle, ibadallah, wa faragahu, and free time. Idleness and free time. For indeed a soul is such that it cannot just sit unoccupied. It cannot just sit and be idle. This is how the soul is. It needs something to distract it. The soul needs something to preoccupy it. And if you don't preoccupy your soul with what is beneficial to it, your soul will preoccupy you in that which is harmful to you. Likewise, ibadallah, the last and final means mentioned by Ibn Qayyim, from amongst those means which will protect us from disobeying Allah. And this means, ibadallah, is comprehensive of everything that has been mentioned thus far. It is thabat shajarat al-iman fil qalb. Firmness of the tree of iman inside of a person's heart. Firmness of the tree of iman inside of a person's heart. For an individual being patient and staying away from disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is the direct result of the strength of a person's iman. And the more iman the person has, ibadallah, the more patience he will have in staying away from disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the weaker a person's iman is, the more you will find that person being weak in his patience and staying away from disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For this reason, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ala inna sabr min al-iman bi manzilat al-ra's min al-jasad." That patience is to iman like the head is to the body. If the head is chopped off, the body will fall down. Meaning your iman will fall down if you lose patience, ibadallah, and staying away from disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then he yelled out in a loud voice, "Ala innahu la iman al-iman la sabr lahu." Indeed, there is no iman for the one who has no patience. And bear in mind, ibadallah, that your situation is not unique. Your sin is no different from anyone else's. You sin like everyone else sins. Don't think that you're unique and you're alone and you're by yourself. Shaitan would love to defeat you by way of that. Make you think that you're by yourself. Your situation is so different, nobody's going to understand it. You got to do what you're doing. You're different. Rather, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, and what is reported on the authority of Anas, Kullu bani Adam khattah, all of the sons of Adam are sinners. All of the children of Adam are sinners. Wa khairu khattaina tawwabun. But the best of sinners are those who repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibad Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned within his book, wa wada'na anka wizrak. And we have removed from you your burden. This verse, Ibad Allah, is speaking about the Messenger of Allah Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih of Daymin, he said, and that it means, it is in reference to the sins of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have removed from you, O Muhammad, your burden, meaning those sins that were burdening you. If this is the sins of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that his sins are referred to as a burden, they hold him up, how much more so the sins of those who are other than him? Those who are less than him alayhi salatu wasalam. Our sins are burdens upon our back, Ibad Allah. They can prevent you from doing something else that you should be doing. They can prevent you from doing that which is beneficial, Ibad Allah. The believer should be always concerned about his sins. For the moment that you become disconcerned regarding your sins, and you commit sin after sin after sin, wala tubali, and you don't care about it, then know that your heart has died. Your heart has died. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us from that. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he said, Ru'aytu dhunub tumit al-qulub wa yudbi'uha dhulla idmanuha wa tarka dhunub hayatu al-qulub wa khairu li nafsika isyanuha. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he said these lines of poetry, I've seen and observed that sins kill the heart. Sins, they kill the heart, Ibad Allah. And what's going to follow after that is the humiliation that results from being addicted to sins. Let me see an individual. He wants to stop sinning. He wants to stop disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he's addicted to it. He can't stop. He can't stop. He's hooked on it. Even though he wants to stop, it's a humiliation. It's no doubt it's a humiliation, Ibad Allah. Wa tarka dhunub, and abandoning sins, gives life to the heart. The best thing that you can do for your soul is disobey it. The best thing you can do for your soul, Ibad Allah, is disobey it. When your soul calls you to do evil, disobey your soul. Obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Seek to give life to your heart by abandoning sins. Repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The door is open for you until the sun rises from its place of setting. Hadha wa sallallahu alayhi wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وخير دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.